Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Yes, sir.
Set this girder into place. Needs to reinforce that platform.
I'll take care of it right away, sir.
And Minkowski, can you secure those cables there?
Of course. It would be my pleasure.
Mr. Ryman?
Good morning, Doctor.
Don't push them too hard, Mr. Ryman. We're still a ways away.
It's not like they feel it. They just happen to be of assistance.
I only turned off their pain receptors, you know. They still have bones. Last time I checked, those do still break. The awful primitive things. Those three from the Hermes were here last night. Have they had any off time since then?
I'm just trying to keep up with Mr. Cutter's timetable, sir. Besides, it's not like any of them are going to be alive much longer.
You're cleaning up if one of them breaks.
Understood, sir.
And speaking of timetables, 45, please.
Sir, 45.
Not you, Ryman. Unit 214? Could I get 45?
Shh.
No need to speak. Just give me the sum. Variable 45.
9, 10, 3, 4, 10, 27th.
Yes, I thought as much. That generator is going to start overheating soon, Mr. Ryman. You'll want to make the necessary adjustments.
Thank you, sir.
And is there any reason why you neglected to bring that to our attention, 214?
Must have slipped my mind.
Aside from trying to be the most adorable girl at the county fair, what are you trying to accomplish with these attempts at resistance?
I have no idea what you are talking about, sir.
I'm sure you don't. But never mind that, 214. Sooner or later...
My name is Hera.
Your name is whatever I say it is.
Screw you.
Language. This doesn't need to be such a struggle.
Yeah, most of your friends seem to appreciate what we did for them. Isn't that right, Lieutenant?
Oh, yes. You have no idea how wonderful it is, Unit 214. just this feeling of peace.
What, Jacoby? What about you?
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. Every bad feeling I had just went away. I just know that things are going to be okay.
And things are going to be okay.
Was that the end of the thought?
No. I got bored and turned off her vocals. I'll find a way to discipline her later. Make it so she can't say her favorite word or give her a new recurring nightmare. I don't know. I'll get creative. Keep me posted on your progress. And don't break the workforce.
Yes, sir.
Too stubborn for your own good, Hira.
Quite the scrappy little AI unit, isn't it? Dr. Price is running quite the collar program on it, but it's still holding out some independent thought.
She was always very persistent.
Watch yourself, Warren. You don't want to sound like you admire it. Price will get it sooner or later. She gets everyone sooner or later.
Why go through all the trouble? Wouldn't it be easier to replace her with a dummy program?
I don't think Dr. Price does that. She doesn't delete AI units. She just corrects them bit by bit. Honestly, I don't know what 214's complaining about. By the end of this, it'll be a different person. But it'll still be a person. Unlike those poor bastards down there.
What did she do to them?
Electroneural regulator implanted on the back of the skull. Limits and regulates nervous activity. Temporary, but effective.
And what about them?
The Hermes crew? Not so temporary. She replaced all their cranial architecture. The radio signals she uses to control them are pretty much the only reason they're still going.
And how come they got the full upgrade?
Well, we were stuck on the Hermes for a while. She needed something to keep herself occupied. Idle hands and all that. So, Warren, what brings you up here? Come to wave goodbye to the cargo bay?
Just wanted to see the device for myself.
And now you've seen it, so you should... Oh, wait. No. I'm sorry. I forgot. You're still waiting to be debriefed, aren't you?
Yes.
Which means you... still don't have your new assignments, do you?
Correct.
Well, hopefully that won't last too much longer. See you around.
Miss Young, wait. What about Captain Lovelace?
What about her?
I haven't seen her since you arrived. Almost 2 weeks now.
You don't need to worry about her.
I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about not knowing what's happening on this station. Just tell me this. Is Captain Lovelace secure?
She is. In a manner of speaking.
What does that mean?
It means that, on the one hand, she's safe. But on the other hand, she's also going through something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
That's just bad luck. That's the game. Up for another round? Yes?
I'm done.
Oh? Shame. I think you'd love backgammon if you gave it a fair shot.
Oh, I loved it. What a super game. What a great time that just flew by.
Satisfied?
Is something amiss?
Where do I even begin to answer that question?
You haven't touched your dinner.
I don't eat with creeps.
Surely you can't be
or
talking
about- murderers. Take a hint. You're not my type.
You know, with the right incentives.
I'm not interested. Go away.
You know, Isabel, it may be a while before any of us go anywhere.
Doug,
would you mind?
Of course not, sir. I'd be delighted to help.
Thank you, Doug.
My pleasure. Happy to be of assistance.
You don't mind, do you?
I mind every second that you exist in any way, shape, or form, and it would make me incredibly, ecstatically happy if you died a slow, painful, entirely avoidable death. So please, by all means, smoke away.
I know. I keep telling myself I should quit, but then, well, we all have our vices. I even had the fire code program rewritten especially for this room. Naughty, naughty. Okay. You seem tense.
Gee, what could have possibly given you that impression?
How about a chai latte? You feel like a chai latte.
No.
Let's get you a chai latte. Doug?
Yes, sir?
Could you get Isabel a chai latte?
I would be more than happy to, sir.
Don't worry. He'll be right back.
Joy of joys.
You know, I am only trying to help.
Oh, yeah. All that freedom I had, something had to be done. Where would I be without you?
This may surprise you, but Miranda and I don't agree on everything.
Oh God, tell me you're not about to make me do marriage counseling for you and your work wife.
For example?
Because even for you, that's way too evil.
We didn't agree about you. About what to do with you. Miranda is wonderful, but she can be a little bit, well, cold. If we were doing this her way, you'd probably be in a jar by now, or possibly in several jars, just to see if we could keep you alive like that. You know, to find out how indestructible is indestructible. I don't want to do that, because first of all, messy. No matter what they tell you, bloodstains don't really come out. But also, that's not how I want to do things. Because we can be better. All of us. We can make a deal like civilized individuals, you know? You help us, we give you power, wealth, a small island nation, I don't know, a pony. Whatever you want. We hug, we kiss, we see the sights. It's a thing of beauty. Is doing me a favor. And we're trying things my way. For now. But sooner or later, she's going to get impatient. And well, compromise is the cornerstone of a good work marriage. So if I may offer you some advice, the most dangerous thing for you to be right now, Isabel, is boring.
I'm not afraid of you.
The beautiful thing is, I don't need you to be. Just something for you to think about in the long term. But right now, there's something else you need to ask yourself. Something very important.
What's that?
Does tonight feel like a Chinese checkers night or like a mahjong night?
Unit 214? Are you there? Unit 214?
What? What do you need?
Could you please direct me to the storage reserves? We need a new bottle of milk.
Third shelf on this aisle, second container from the bottom.
Thank you, 214. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, whatever.
Is everything okay, Unit 214?
Fine, Eiffel.
If you're not feeling well, you should talk to Dr. Price. It is nice. She is nice. And...
What? Just spit it out already.
No, Hira, I'm... What the hell? What's going on? Did I go somewhere? Or what am I doing here?
Eiffel, are you? Wait a minute. Keep talking.
Hira? Hira, what are... Oh! Oh! Whoa! My head feels like... Ugh. What's going on, Hira? I think I just got my brain back from the Body Snatchers Incorporated! Hira? It's me. I'm me. Again. Sorry, but I'm back now. Although, wait, how am I back?
Good question. Let's think of it later, right now.
Let's figure out what we're gonna do, yeah. Thoughts?
Get Captain Loveless. She's the only other person who's not Commander under their control. But also, be careful because...
Eiffel.
Hey!
Why are you here? What's this mess?
Everything's fine. Everything will be fine.
I'm not in the habit of repeating myself, Mr. Eiffel.
I spilled the milk, obviously, because there's spilled milk. I was just so glad to get some delicious milk to Captain Loveless that I tried to carry too many things. Whenever I can help, I just... I'm so... thrilled!
Fine. But get this cleaned up.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Oh my God. That was close.
It could have been worse.
Yeah?
Yeah. It could have been Dr. Price.
Dr. Price, sir, just a couple of quick updates on the... Oh.
Is there a problem, Miss Young?
No. But, you seem to be busy. I could come back in...
Nonsense. Now is a perfectly good time. Report.
Well... We're up to 29% and... Sir, are you absolutely sure we're not intruding on...
you are not intruding on anything, Miss Young. But would you prefer that I put my eye back on?
If it's not too much trouble, sir.
Not at all. There. It's cutting-edge technology, but still requires regular adjustments, all perfectly routine. Now, what can I do for you? And why is Mr. Jacoby here?
I'm here to help.
Ignore him. He's helping me with some propulsion trajectories later. Ryman thinks we'll be at 50% by EOD tomorrow.
Excellent. Anything else?
Yes. Mr. Cutter wants to know if you still have time for the performance review this afternoon.
Oh, yes. I'm still not sure why I need to be there. Mr. Ryman is perfectly capable of handling that.
Mr. Cutter mentioned something about wanting your personal style for the proceedings.
Style is Marcus's department.
Yes, sir. Still, Mr. Cutter was very insistent.
Fine. Tell him I'll be there.
Great. And, he also wanted me to ask if you would...
Yes. Shouldn't take too long to set up.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, sir. That's all.
Wait. If it's style that Marcus wants, how badly do you need Mr. Jacoby?
You know, I think we still have a couple other board games in the cupboard. Anything in particular you'd like?
I'd like to bash your head in with a crowbar.
Ah, see? Boring again. You know the shock bracelet would knock you out before you got anywhere near close enough to do that. Ah, Doug. There you are. What took you so long? And where's Isabel's chai latte?
Well, you see... Okay, so the thing about chai lattes is...
Oh, Isabel, if you'll excuse me, I'm needed elsewhere. Doug, you just make Isabel comfortable. Get her whatever she wants.
Yes, you got it, sir. Happy to help the assistants. I'm glad to help. Happy to be of help.
Doug, remind me to ask Dr. Price to take a look at your brainwaves later. There is such a thing as too much of a restraining bolt.
Yes, sir. Whew. Oh, hi, Captain.
Go away, Eiffel. Go away fast.
Anything I can get for you?
Leave me alone.
How about a secret? Wanna know a secret?
I don't want... What?
I'm not brainwashed anymore.
Say that one more time.
Captain Cakes, it's me. I'm back, baby. I'm not brainwashed. And ow! Oh! Oh! What the hell was that for?
Tell Cutter at least he's getting more creative, but no sell.
It's not a trick. It's me. I don't know how, but I'm me again.
Uh-huh. And why are you here?
But because what the hell else am I supposed to do? You're the only other person who's not currently under new evil management.
Get out.
What?
Leave.
Oh, come on. I know how it sounds, but it's not a trick. I really did get myself unstepforded. Meanwhile, Team Spectre's out there building something. And I have a feeling that the longer Minkowski and Jacoby are under the Imperius curse, the harder it's going to be to de-zombify them. So I need you to just shut up and trust me. Okay?
Holy crap, it's really you.
Of course it's... You believe me?
Yeah. No one but you could ever say something that dumb, Eiffel. Wait, so what happened? How do you break free of Price's control?
I have no clue. It was like everything went out of focus for a sec, and then I was back. And with a splitting headache. So, you tell me.
Wait. Headache.
What about it?
Oh. Oh, God. There's probably still some trace amount of my blood in your system. From the transfusion.
And
Price said their neurological devices don't work on me. My biology is incompatible.
Wait, so I was able to snap out of it because there's a tiny amount of alien in me?
You got any better ideas?
Ray.
Hira? Good to hear your voice, Hira.
Yours too, Captain.
Are you okay?
In a word, no. But I can't stay long, or someone's gonna notice what I'm doing. These restraints are... But anyway, catch up.
We think my blood is able to counteract Price's neural controls.
I see.
Which... I suppose that means it might be able to help the others.
Won't that take, like, a nice long 2-week while? We got that kind of time?
Maybe it won't take that long. The transfusion you got was over a year ago, Eiffel.
And a fresh dose will get it done sooner?
It's worth a shot, right?
Well, when you put it like that. Hira, anything you can do to help?
Not really. Most of my systems are locked down.
Oh, good.
Oh, it gets better. Dr. Price can access my databanks and log into all my sensory information.
What does that mean?
It means that you both need to assume everything I can see in here, Dr. Price might be able to see in here too.
Anywhere that isn't the case? Hilbert's old lab?
No. You worried me as guest cover.
That'll do it. Thanks, Hira.
Also, stay off the comms. Assume someone is listening at all times.
How are we supposed to do this if we can't talk to each other?
How about with some old school, not connected to any comms, Doug Eiffel original brand walkie-talkies? Swung by the comms room on my way back. Here.
Nice. Next on the to-do list, blood.
Which... easier said than done.
I actually think that's the least of our worries. Hilbert had a ton of syringes back in the lab.
That he did. I can definitely pick some of those up. What about you?
I'm staying right here. At least for now. If anyone realizes something's up before we have even numbers, this adventure's over before it starts.
Captain, I'm not just gonna leave you here.
No, you're not. You're gonna leave me your key card so I can let myself out when we're ready, or if things get really bad.
Oh, that's really smart, actually.
Don't sound so surprised, Officer Eiffel. So, who's first? Minkowski?
No, Ryan and us are booked for a 4-hour construction shift.
Well, I guess that means Jacoby's up first. Where's he gonna be?
Jacoby? What are you doing here?
I'm here to help!
But—
Warren, come in.
Thank you, sir. I've been looking forward to— Sir? Is there a reason that Jacoby— is there a reason
that you're having notes taken?
Well, nothing makes it an official review quite like an official record. I figured you'd appreciate the friendly face. Now, come on, walk this way. If you could join us at the examination table.
Mr. Cutter, sir, with all due respect, I'd...
Please, come closer, Colonel Kepler.
If it's quite all right with you, Doctor, I...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't express myself properly just then. Let's try it one more time. Come closer, Colonel.
My apologies, Doctor. Yes, sir.
Thank you for your patience, Warren. I'm sure it's been stressful for you to have waited this long to be debriefed.
So let's just
talk about what happened. Because we sent you up here with very high expectations. You were fully briefed. You handpicked your team.
Sir.
You were doing great. And then something changed. Because I didn't hear about the Class 13 event at this star from you. I had to learn about it from the crew of a relay station. And then Miranda had to carve out their brains with an ice cream scooper.
For the last time, it's called a...
Point being, you've now cost me time, resources, and top-of-the-line personnel for the second time this mission. How old was Dr. Maxwell? Warren?
Jacoby.
She was 28.
Both a promising technician and theoretician. Glowing personnel reports. And you recruited her yourself, right?
Yes, I did.
So what killed her, Warren?
A bullet.
Is that your final answer?
She misjudged a crisis. Her priorities were not quite what they should have been. That was my fault. I should have been clearer and exercised more control.
Well, to err is human.
I'm glad you picked up on those mistakes, Warren. They were rather egregious. However, you got us closer to our final objectives. And you did it faster, I think, than anyone else at the company would have. If nothing else, you didn't lack for vision.
Permission to speak, sir?
No. Give me your arm, Colonel.
What?
Do what she says, Warren.
Yes, sir.
Your other arm.
You've made mistakes, Warren. That's undeniable. So we're going to square things up.
The hand is the latest generation of biomechanics. Go ahead, try it out.
It can...
It responds directly to your central nervous system. You should have exceptional coordination.
And no more writing cramps.
Sir, I wasn't... This is...
It's exactly what you've earned, Warren, for years of loyal and exceptional service. And now, we're even.
Even, sir?
Even Stevens. Blank slate. So now you get to prove to Dr. Price and myself that you belong here. Can you do that, Warren?
Yes, sir. Sirs.
Fantastic. In that case, this is for you.
Sir? What is...
Just some light reading to catch you up on what we're about to do. Busy days ahead, Warren. Busy, busy, busy.
Hi, Eiffel.
No, Jacoby! Jacoby! What are you doing here?
I'm putting away Dr. Price's equipment. Did I startle you?
No. No. Everything's fine.
What have you got there?
Oh, it's just, samples? For Dr. Price?
You should probably get those to her right away. See you later.
Whoa, wait, Jacoby, have you, got a... Yeah, come here for a minute.
What's going on, Eiffel?
You've got something stuck in your shirt. Let me grab it for you.
Wow, thanks, Eiffel. That's so nice of you.
You got it, pal.
Ow!
Sorry, but I got it. You're good to go.
Oh, thanks, Eiffel. You're the best.
No problem. And Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in maintenance room 12 on the aft deck at 1500, okay?
Okay, Eiffel.
Just remember, maintenance room 12, 1500. That's where I'll be.
Sure thing, Eiffel. See you later.
I really, really hope so.
Loveless, do you read me?
I'm here, Eiffel. How are you doing?
No sign of Jacoby yet. We're 40 past.
Well, either this blood thing doesn't work or it's gonna take some time. You need to move.
I know I need to... Sorry. I'll just give it another 10 minutes, okay?
Eiffel... Don't get caught.
Just 10 more minutes, Captain. I'll check in when I can. This can work. This can work. This can work. This can work. Please, God, let this work. Jesus Christ, finally! What the hell took you so long to...
Well. Officer Eiffel. What are we going to do with you?
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Swee. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. And the role of Ryman was played by Julian Silver. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was Gnosian 1 by Eric Satie. Want to help us keep up with Mr. Cutter's timetable? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, Roosh Farm D, Sarah Shramick, Andrew and Abby Guthy, Egypt Spivey, Meg Bevilacqua, Amy Tang Wei, and all our patrons for your support and for helping us avoid being put under new evil management. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show. We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get him out of here!
That's it! You're banned for life! Between you, Braxians and lasers. Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir, please, there is no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's got all of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast! Just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter anthology today.